Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two amazing guests. I have Josh Wesson is here for the first time.
Hi.
And I've got Ben DeMarco.
Hi.
Get closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry. Hey.
They both just smoked, so they're right now on a different frequency, which I said to them. I was like, if you're not able to keep up, I'm going to get all teachery mad on both of you.
Well, I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're professionals.
Well, first of all, you guys came to my first break free dance party and it meant a lot to me.
Oh, I had the best time.
That was tight.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a great time. The drinks were a little expensive, but other than that, I really had a blast. There were a lot of good people there, and me and Josh shook it.
We got to dance. It was fun. Everybody was dancing. There were no creeps. That's what I liked.
That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, there was no creeps. Then you had the group of turn up niggas like Usama. And all them was in the corner turning
so
the fuck up.
Cheeky. Chike. Did I say no?
Chike.
And then Amina.
Chike, yeah.
Amina is fucking amazing.
They were turning the fuck up.
Yeah.
I seen Chike. He even in his backpack. He's like, yo, man, you want something? He had a little bottle. I was like, yo, my nigga, we have the
oh,
same.
Oh, word?
I was like, yo, we got a bottle too, son.
Ooh. Nice.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm moving it from the DL is because drinks, I didn't realize because I don't drink really. So they were very expensive. And I want people to be able to come and not go broke having a drink.
Right. We still supported and bought drinks, but it's like, damn.
Yeah, I asked her what I could get for $48, and she said two.
That's
two
it?
Two Captain on the Rocks.
See, that's insane to me. So I'm going to be moving it. I'm not sure where yet, but yeah, I really was happy.
But it was a blast. No, it was a blast. There were some yoga girls there getting down to. Who are those yoga girls?
Most of them, two of them were comedians.
Oh, okay.
And then they brought their roommates or their friend, and it was just an awesome vibe because it's about dancing and just fucking not caring without the creepiness. Yeah. It's about being free. Yeah. And it meant a lot that you guys came and just experienced it.
Kate was excited.
You're shaking it.
Oh, I fucking danced. Down.
I was damn, Kate.
Okay. Yeah, that's just the start. I go crazy. Yeah. I was really sore the next day.
Yeah, it was clapping. Yeah. Kate was clapping.
Yeah, no, I literally still have bruises on my knees from twerking on the floor hard.
You were doing that a lot.
It's one of my favorite moves. Even when I'm home by myself, because I'll put up my mirror. I set the mirror.
Right.
Sometimes I'll smoke a little bit of weed by myself, and I put the mirror there, and I put on my favorite fucking music.
I have Shane hold the mirror.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, wait. What?
Shane, no. When I have dance parties with Shane, there's no twerking. Yeah. But I always just love that move. I just love getting on the floor and fucking
twerking.
I think it's so fun. I don't know. I also do other moves, but
I mean, enjoy. Yeah, we were having a blast watching you have a blast. So that was really fun.
Thank you. Maybe next time you guys will be in the middle of the floor with me humping that floor.
I don't know. We were grinding on each other. Me and Josh were. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the only person I danced with. Actually, everybody. Every time, we were just like,
yeah, we're getting on it.
You guys have a beautiful friendship. You guys were for a bit going on stage together because you're both stand-up comedians.
Correct.
People don't know that yet, but you guys for a second were a duo, and I did notice you guys are really in sync.
Yeah,
with each other, and that's a really rare, beautiful soul connection. That's pretty nuts to find.
It's great. We spend a lot of time together, so I think and it's very natural, I suppose.
Yeah, very natural.
Yeah.
What made you guys stop wanting to perform together?
The sex stopped.
Yeah, and once the sex stops, everything kind of just stops.
Yeah,
it must have been hard though, because I'm not talking about the sex, but I'm saying it must have been hard performing together because it's already hard enough as an individual getting to your shows and scheduling it and thinking of material. And I mean, you guys were killing it, and I'm sure there are still projects you guys do together, but it seemed like
we pretty much do everything together.
Yeah, because we live together.
That's not stand-up.
You still live together?
Yeah, we still live together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Stand-up's just one of the things that we just kind of took a break from and started focusing on doing other shit together and also doing other shit separately.
What are you guys working on?
A lot of stuff.
Am I not allowed to know?
I'm trying to think. We just shot two TV pilots.
That's huge. Yeah, congrats.
Neither of them got greenlit. Yeah. Neither of them
doesn't matter. It doesn't both matter because it's the universe.
Two failed pilots.
You're putting
failed
it out pilots into the universe.
Yes.
And it's gonna the right venue for it is going to work out.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're what else are we doing? You're starting a karaoke night.
Oh, yes.
That I hope that I'm about can be that. A part of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, everybody should come to that. That's May 4th.
It? Okay.
We don't even have the time yet. We're still working on the
May 4th.
Time.
Is it at Fat Baby?
It's going to be at Fat Baby.
Amazing.
Yes. 112 Irvington Street. Chill.
Yeah, a lot of...
Go, check out these guys.
A lot of singing. What are you going to sing?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Save it.
Yeah,
some mystery.
It.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it. It's going to be lit. Wait, what are you going to sing?
I'm probably singing like... Something sultry.
Okay.
So I really don't know.
Sultry?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Benny's such an interesting person to me because you and I have never really gotten to know each other very, very well.
No, I used to buy cocaine from
no, see? That's but what we I
never,
to say.
But we never got. She was just my drug dealer.
I was always his favorite drug
yeah,
dealer.
The Kate, best coke. Kate used to sell the best fucking blow.
Let me explain what he's talking about. Benny, how many years ago was this? Two or three? Yeah,
like 2 or 3 years ago.
Probably he started right this rumor that I sell the best coke and he thought it was hysterical. And listen, everyone else thought it was the funniest shit that he did this. I really got upset. Like, I was like, yeah, are you going to pull out the message?
I'll
you're such an
message.
Asshole.
Pull up the message.
I sent him a message like, that's not funny. Because essentially I was like, oh, what if someone believes him and it affects like where
was,
I get
that's
booked?
That's why it was funny. That's why it was
you're
funny.
You're an asshole. I'm a single mom. I feel like,
but also, I don't think that would, it wouldn't.
I don't think it would affect
you negatively getting booked.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't want people to
more.
Think I'm selling coke, ass.
If it's going
to
get you more spots, then you know, you got to do what you're going to
do. No, I don't sell cocaine.
Yeah, she, you can't even call what she sells cocaine. It's way better than cocaine.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Only the best shit.
It's like the strongest.
Only the best shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I will.
I want 1 in 10.
I don't even.
1 in 10 people to be dead
I don't
for my
even
shit.
Remember how. That's the best shit. I don't even remember how it started, but I think we were all just hanging out. Like me and Josh and Ricky and G and some. And
yeah,
just,
I wasn't even there when he started.
You just started, yeah.
We weren't even there. Kate wasn't even there. And I just like, somehow it just got up about, somehow Kate's name got brought up. And I was just like, yo, she sold cocaine. That'd be so fucking lit. Cause she's got a kid and she's like the sweetest, most like, like the sweetest person. And we were all laughing at the idea that so hard that then when we went to the comedy club and saw you later that night, like, I just couldn't stop talking about it.
About
so I yeah,
could
about,
not stop.
I was telling every single person in the club.
He
how
told
good
everyone
cocaine
I
was.
Sold cocaine.
And
I got so
upset.
I'm trying
Did
to find
it.
I'm trying. I'm
I definitely
trying to
went very
right
teachery on him. Like, you know, that's not funny. It could really affect the way people see me. Like, I you know, which would. Probably made it even funnier because it's like so why they started it in the first place is because I'm this big geek.
I don't understand why you'd get mad if somebody's starting.
Okay, I've got
I don't want people thinking
it.
I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah. Then that was the other. Okay, anyway. So Kate got very firm. I've gotten sent text, Facebook messages, like firmly telling me to knock it off before from other people.
Oh, no.
From plenty of people.
From plenty
of people.
So this is this one's not even. This one's very polite. You're very polite in it. You say, hey, Ben, can you please stop telling people that I sell cocaine? It is funny. She wants to specify that. It is funny, but I don't want people to think I do cocaine or sell cocaine. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
That's
so
great.
That's very nice.
That's a very,
very nice.
To the point.
Yeah. Very nice.
You could have been like, Ben, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
you? Because I appreciated
you?
It. There's a part of me that really appreciated it.
And
I probably called.
Funny.
Yes. Yeah. And I definitely called like a couple of my close friends like, yo, this is funny as fuck. And they were dying laughing too. And yet I was like, plus I'm raising a kid.
Of course.
I'm like, who the fuck knows?
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Who could hear that and like actually take it seriously? Like, I don't need that shit in my life, you know?
You know, the funny thing is, I don't even think you told anybody that like you were joking.
No, of course.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you didn't even tell people it was a rumor. You were just telling people she sold the best coke.
Yeah. There was something else. I did something like that, Kate. We were at the stand. And I told, for whatever reason, I was telling everybody at the stand that Julio and I used to hook up, and then he just deaded it. And then, like, it's mad awkward now. It's mad awkward now that he doesn't, like, he just acts like it was nothing. And, like, and now it's like we have to run a show together. And, like, and, like, oh, I'm just, like, I'm, like, nothing.
Did you tell people you were joking
No, and I told mad people that night, but then just forgot to do that. I'm kidding. Like, at the end. So, at the end of the night, G was like, dude, are you going around telling everybody that we hook up? I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I forgot to say that. I'm kidding part.
I'll tell you what. You have some balls, though, to be able to do that and not crack. Like, I can't. I would never be good at those, like, punked types of shows. Right. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
carry that through, whereas like you have such commitment to it. And yeah. I have to say, like, that's amazing. I can't do it, but I think it's amazing that you're able to pull that off without laughing or saying, I mean, just kidding, even 5 minutes saying, later.
When I was saying
ruining people's lives. It's really great, Benny.
When I was saying Kate Wolf sells the best cocaine, it just sounded so ridiculous to me. Like,
that's on you.
Yeah. Like, no one.
Like, you telling people, yeah.
Sell coke. That'd be crazy.
Maybe in another life.
Have you ever done coke?
Maybe
in this life.
Oh, my God. No. If I have coffee, I have a panic attack. I literally one time had a severe panic attack. I had those chocolate covered espresso beans.
Okay, yeah.
And I was visiting my then boyfriend in Wisconsin with his family. For real, went into full on panic attack where I had to get like emergency Klonopin.
Okay.
To settle it. So like, I'm very sensitive. The first time I ever got high, I was 28.
Okay.
And I mean, like, I had an edible and fucking flew off the handle. Like, literally saw the eye of God. Angels were speaking to me, but I was losing it. It wasn't like good eye of God. I was like, we're locked in a game. Like, I didn't know what was happening. It was very upsetting.
That happens.
So,
yeah.
So like, I was misinterpreting the holographic nature of reality in a way that was very fear-based, because I have so much fear still locked in my body from my childhood.
Yeah.
So when I got open to it, it was in a way where it was like almost like scarring, because I wasn't able to see it for what it was. I was like so filled with anxiety that was like 3-year-old anxiety of like, oh, I'm about to fucking get beat. You know what I mean?
Damn, that's Jesus deep Christ. As fuck.
Yeah.
Not from weed? Damn.
Yeah, that's like I said, I'm very...
Don't do acid.
Don't do acid.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would leave my body.
Yeah. Like,
I would
no, just you
be
definitely
like,
would.
I would. I'd be like...
I almost
like,
did.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm good. Bye. Like,
peace.
Yeah, exactly. Why am I still here?
Yeah.
It hurts here in the physical dimension.
It is fine,
but, yeah, so no, I've never done cocaine, but Emma Willman used to have a little joke she'd say with me. She was like, because she's never done it either. She's like, Kate, if you and I did cocaine, we'd start 10 businesses in one day and then kill ourselves at the end. And she was pretty accurate. Like, yeah. I just can't. Yeah. I did shrooms once, and that was pretty horrendous for me.
Oh, really? It was a bad one?
It was before I was open to anything and even knew how much pain I was in.
Oh, shit.
So I booked. The positive was I was like, oh, my God, we're all connected. Oh, no.
Oh,
I
shit.
Hold a lot of, I'm dealing with it. Like, oh,
you
I'm
got a lot
it.
Of shit going on.
Oh, there. Yeah. Always. I'm working with a lot here.
So what happened with the shroom trip? It was just.
You learned a lot about yourself.
I realized how connected everything is and the fabric is all interwoven. But at the same time, every sad, painful thing that I'd repressed. Just was in my face
surface.
All at once. So like, I couldn't even process it. And like, I did it with this dude that I didn't realize at the time I wasn't even into, but it woke me up that I wasn't into him, but he couldn't leave because I was literally convulsing. I was convulsing saying, I want to die. I want to die. He was dating me for 2 months. So he was like, what the fuck is happening? You know, it was a mess.
Holy shit.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
I thought it was like some dude you just met. You were dating for 2 months.
2 months.
And
realized
like,
I didn't like him.
And then while
him.
You're tripping, you were like, I don't like this dude.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fuck with this dude.
Oh, shit.
I want to die now.
Not because of him. It was just all the pain. And then he had this thing fall out of his pocket, which turned out to be it was just cover up. It was like in case he has a pimple, right? But it was dark, and I thought it was lipstick.
Okay.
And I was like, you're a tranny. Like, I was, like, this going at him.
Trip.
I was like, you're a liar. But it turns out he was holding back a lot of stuff. But I was like, you're a liar. You're a liar. And so this guy, poor thing. Yeah.
What was his name?
I'm not going to do it. Yeah. It was a painful ending,
Have you done mushrooms since or just that one?
No. When I did that one edible and flew away, I was like, yeah, this is, I don't need it.
You're just very susceptible to drugs, I guess.
I'm very sensitive.
Sensitive.
Yeah very sensitive.
Yeah.
Susceptible is the wrong word.
Yeah,
I knew
I
what you meant.
Sensitive
yeah,
okay, is
word.
Definitely the right word.
Yeah, man.
You were in the right field, though, with that.
Yeah, with the S. It's the S field.
Susceptible seems
is
like
C,
it's
is
close.
Is susceptible spelt with a C?
No, I don't think
well,
so.
Well, I'm retarded.
Wait, I'm going to ask Benny a question, and I'll ask you both separately. Have you ever been in a romantic thing with a guy?
No.
Have you ever, like, made out with one?
Yeah. Me and my boys fucking kiss on the reg.
I'm serious.
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah, I've never been in a romantic
thing. No, I'm saying I could see you making out for fun?
No.
For real?
Like, no, I mean, like,
But like, not necessarily being in it in a romantic way.
But no, definitely not. No, definitely not in a romantic way. But I'm down to look at like some hard boners or whatever.
Well, no, I think this is actually, I love how he's looking right in your eyes and won't even look at me as
Josh
he says
is the
it.
Only, I think Josh's dick is the only dick that I haven't seen fully erect. I've seen all the other homies.
I feel like he's challenging those, right now. Yeah,
he's going to see it. It's not like he's not going to see my dick.
But yeah, no, nothing romantic. What about you, Josh?
What, with a dude?
No. Yeah, with a dude.
No.
Cool.
What I find is interesting, though, is like you guys, have you?
I feel like I kissed a nigga. Yeah, my friends, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, what's interesting is there is fluidity here, though. I'm serious. Like, there's fluidity in it. Like, you guys even came to break free holding hands, grinding on each other.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like you guys were actually feeling each other in that way.
No.
But
no.
I think it is interesting how in some ways you guys are so masculine in some senses. Like, there is a masculinity you both hold, especially linked to comedy. That's like you put yourself out there in a certain way. Yeah. And maybe it's even part of your walls in the way it's like, yo, look at me. But then there's also this really interesting, tender openness. And it's not just about sexuality. It's, I think, to the world, you guys both have really sensitive hearts that I think are pretty apparent, at least to me.
My heart's very susceptible. But
you know what? I thought that worked really well there, Benny. I thought susceptible was a great word choice. Benny, look at me. Like, I can really look in your eyes and I can see like this very young, tender place in them. Like, and I think honestly, that's where men are headed and women. Yeah, we all have healing to do, but like, there's still this image of what it means to be a man.
Yeah.
And I think, I think to be a man and to be a strong one is to claim that other side that is very sensitive, feeling, artistic, creative. And clearly you're already swimming in that water. You guys are creators. But I think it's really nice what's happening, and I'm seeing it and nurturing it in my own son. I just started getting him guitar lessons because I really want him to start working the muscles of like creating and expressing himself.
Yeah. Definitely. Does he like playing the guitar?
Loves it.
How old is Shane now?
He's 10 and a half.
He's 10 and a half.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
What grade is that?
He's in fifth.
Oh, nice. Damn.
He'll be in middle school next year. It's crazy.
That's like the fifth grade is like sex ed and stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's
He's
getting so little, good about
no,
it.
Oh, no.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Like eighth grade.
No, he's getting sex
fifth
ed.
Grade? I got it fifth and sixth grade.
Yeah. We make jokes about puberty at home because he's learning about it. Yeah. So we talk about all of it. And I'm honest with him. I'm like, yo, you know, soon in middle school is when masturbating really starts, and there's nothing to be ashamed
of. And getting
of.
Head.
Okay, Benny. You're not allowed to talk to Shane.
Talk to him about head yet? Have you had the head talk
I feel
yet?
Like, no, I feel like getting head is actually ninth grade is when that starts for the most part.
Really?
Not at Jackson. Damn, not at Jackson Middle School. Not at Jackson.
Where did? Where's
school.
That?
Middle school.
Yeah, where? Wait, where'd you grow up?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Where are you really
sucking dick at 12?
Oh my god.
But for Jesus. No, for real. I remember it was a thing at my middle school. Like sixth grade, everybody was just slurping down.
Oh, that is awful.
Yeah, the girls. It started with the sixth grade girls blowing the eighth grade guys, and then all the sixth grade boys were like, "Yo, why aren't we on this fucking spike in getting our dick sucked?"
That's horrifying.
And everybody, I got blown in the sixth grade.
We're having such different reactions.
In a dugout.
I'm like, damn.
I'm horrified.
I'm not horrified. I'm just like that.
I mean,
it upsets me. I feel like sex is supposed to be sacred, and clearly, it's one of the many things
should
we abuse. I think so. I think most things should be sacred, though. I think we use so many things in the external to try to fill that emptiness, that void, and I get it. You know, I'm not saying I'm innocent of that, but for me, I've always felt the deeper quality of sex and the bonding. When you're really present, when you're really there and you're really feeling that person, I think it goes really deep. And I don't want to have any of that, even kissing, if it's not in a really safe connection where you're bringing your full self. Like I used to do it, I think, from a place of disconnect, where I had to cut off a piece of myself to enter that whatever it is.
Interesting.
And I don't want... And it served a purpose. There's something sometimes exciting about disconnecting to do something.
Yeah.
It's almost drug-like feeling. So I could have a relationship without doing drugs that felt druggy. And now I'm like, no, I want to be there. I want to be present. Mm. If I have to cut off part of me to do it, then I probably shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
But what about like the dirty stuff?
I can do dirty stuff sober. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sober with like a boyfriend?
Yes.
You ever lick a butt sober?
That's what I was about to say. I feel like we're right in sync. Nice. Absolutely. No. Oh, every time I've licked my ex, my ex's ass was always sober.
Really?
Benny. Yeah.
This is all right, Kate.
Really?
I'm not scared.
Yeah. Josh it's doesn't sex, do our Josh bodies. Doesn't do butt stuff. Well, he's not on, he's not on board.
To each his own, you know.
Not a fan of butt stuff.
To
sorry,
eat, to eat his own.
To each his own. I'm still such an art teacher. If you don't want to get your butt eaten, Josh, you don't have to.
No butt stuff for me. No butt stuff for you. Just regular stuff.
I'm not a huge butt street. Stuff person.
God. Yeah, he likes to bang in public. No, that's one. Do you really? Jams. Yeah. Rooftops,
not necessary.
Bar,
no.
Yeah.
When you say public, do you mean like where other people can see, or more just like outdoors because you like the like excitement? The outdoors. Yeah. Like, could it be a camping ground?
Yeah, it could
and
be.
That be just as exciting, or do you want to feel like you could almost get caught? Do you get what I'm saying? There's
I don't
a difference.
Get caught.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no.
Because some people feed off that.
Yeah, no, that's too dangerous. I don't want to get caught. I don't even think
some
about
people.
That.
That's what they like voyeurs and stuff like that. They want to be seen.
He got.
I like the feeling of being outside.
Yeah, the air,
like the wind on.
Yeah, it's
dick.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice and cool.
You ever fuck in the rain?
No,
me but either. That but that amazing. Sounds tight. Yeah. Yeah, we should do that.
You guys can hold hands while you're having sex with women. It's really about your guys.
Wait,
it's
women.
About, it's about you guys anyway. I think we're just like 1 year away from you two finally solidifying your romance.
Yeah,
I don't think it'd be
back,
that long.
Yeah, get back, get back on stage. We were back and we're gay now.
Yo, you guys would be a hit like the, in a minute. Yeah, like it would literally. Can you imagine? We're back.
Oh, that,
you guys would actually have a great relationship. You already have a great friendship.
Yeah,
although you know what, when you bring actual sexual romantic intimacy in, it creates a whole other. Thing friendship
yeah,
still has safety.
Don't fuck your friends.
Yeah, so, no, well, seriously, friends. Because you do, and it immediately changes. So many people think, oh, we're already friends. We're already cool. I already know this person. Yeah. As soon as you add sex to it, the whole game changes.
Everything changes.
Yeah, I've never heard.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never heard a good story of that. Workout.
Really. Someone falls in love, even if you pretend not to. Sex. I'm telling you, sex is way realer than people want to make it.
Yeah, it's the devil. Yeah.
You can pretend it's not. It's the beautiful.
it's the devil
it's and it's devil. Heaven. It's the combination of where the impersonal meets the personal world. It's heaven meeting earth.
Yeah. It smells.
And people. Which, oh, smells, my God. Thank you, Betty, for getting me off my. Yeah, I was getting a little too poetic with it. Sex is where the sun meets the moon.
Yeah, I'm just like, it stinks.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear one of my rap songs?
Please.
Now, clearly, it's not
like
to music.
Four bars.
It's not to music?
Well, not right now.
Drop like
okay,
four
we
bars.
Could, we, me and Josh can beatbox.
Oh, my God.
On it if you
I haven't done that yet, so you'll make me too nervous.
Okay.
But stop it. You're literally making me so nervous. But you're really good at that. You are.
Yeah.
Hear those boos I did?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's worth five.
Shit. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, ready? Okay, this is called Underestimated. Don't mind being underestimated. Doubts have me inflated. Critiques have me negated. Being cynical, so outdated. Isn't it fun to watch this chick spit verses, sending you home in hearses? You're still stuck in your curses. You're killing my vibe like Hitler. She's crazy, admit her. You're just mad my balls are bigger, but I've never been a quitter. Time's up, TikTok, you boring jock. Suck my cock, you can mock. I'm a weirdo, I know I rock. In shock, my flow you can't stop. You're just pressed, I'm the best. Casually dressed, screaming next. It's your mess you detest, not stress. My lyrics ace the test. What are you spun, allergic to fun? Trust me, hun, I've just begun. Bright as the sun, I kill like a gun. That stung, sit down, you're done. That one's okay.
That's tight.
It's all right, it's all right.
I need a beat, you know?
I know. That's my next step.
Yeah, it's very like, it's very slam. It's very slam.
It's very slam. Yeah. That's why I don't know how to.
And then you start fucking.
You just flow.
All right, let me try. Give me a beat. I'm going to try. I'm not saying I'm going to be good at all, but let me just do this. You guys are pushing me.
Yeah, but I don't know the tempo that you need.
I don't know.
Give it to her slow. Give it to her slow.
You want
to
slow?
I just felt that in my body when you said that to him. Jesus, Benny. Keep going. Who me? I'm on that Georgia O'Keeffe shit. Still in grief, I don't quit. In disbelief of my wit. I'm already high. I don't need Molly. Expanding your mind, I'm like Salvador Dali. You can't fool me. I can tell what's art. You basic bitches lack heart. That's elementary, not smart. How was that? Was that okay?
Dude, that's
that
way better. Fire. That's yeah. way better.
Dude, that's yeah, fire. That's fire. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you nice. Gotta do that shit with
guys,
yeah.
it's yeah. a trio now.
We're in a band.
Yeah. So we're gonna be playing it, baby. In about 2 weeks.
Well, you never know. Maybe we'll be having our own break free little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was great. I hadn't done that yet.
That was great. That's great. Yeah.
Making me step my game up, you guys.
Have to. Yeah.
Maybe at the end we'll do some more. That literally, I feel alive.
Yeah.
Who needs drugs?
Fire.
I love you've being got on Josh the, and Benny.
I love being on the beatbox and Ben being on the
I mean, I'm good at that.
I needed it.
It adds a certain layer.
It does. Yeah.
It's called layering in the biz when they
throw it on top.
Throw it on top.
It's real artistry. Add layering.
Another, add another layer.
Yeah, it's fire.
Yeah.
So Benny, something I've noticed about you is you have trouble making eye contact with me.
Oh, I just love looking at him.
That
anybody
is the sweetest.
I literally, I swear to God, Julie, like
you got a sparkle in your eye,
yo,
too.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
What were you doing last night?
That's what that sparkle is. Okay.
What was I doing?
Were you doing
last
drugs?
Night? No, we weren't.
Oh, we went to the stand.
Yeah, we were at the stand. And then and then Josh and I came home with our roommates. And what did we do? We ate pulled pork and drank a lot of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was. And
pulled pork and wine sounds like it could slow you down a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Smoked a lot of weed, too.
Yeah. He fell asleep on the couch, yeah, and I was yeah, I was up just really late. I didn't get to.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't do like,
we actually
anything.
Got in pretty early.
Yeah, we got in at like 11:30, and that like never happens.
11:30 is pretty early.
Yeah,
you know something
ridiculous.
I just realized about myself is?
What?
I think sometimes I purposely like exhaust myself. Like sometimes I'll stay up late for, you know, and a part of it's like, I feel like I need more life and I haven't lived it yet. But then I realize I get something too out of waking up exhausted, because if I wake up full of energy, I'm almost like, well, what do I do? Like, yeah. And then I almost feel guilty that I'm not being more productive with that energy. Mm-hmm. Like then I'm like, well, I guess I should be like kickboxing or creating art. And if I tire myself out, I have a little bit more of like, well, I'm tired. I can't do anything.
An excuse.
Yeah. And yeah. I just saw that recently. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm like purposely doing that.
How'd you solve it?
I literally just saw it 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to start going to bed earlier and just seeing what I do. Like the next day, like tomorrow, actually, I'm going to go do martial arts for the first time.
Yes.
And
oh, that sounds dope.
Yeah. I'm really trying in all areas as I do a lot of healing work to start figuring out what I want to do with my life, like what I'm passionate about. And suddenly I was like, I kind of want to learn how to be a ninja.
That's sweet.
As well as a rapper poet.
I took karate ninja. For a while. Did you ever take karate?
No, but I want to so bad.
I took karate when I was a kid. I got all the way up to purple belt. I think it was like the fourth belt.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't know what the hell. I had no idea what I was doing. And he was a weird sensei. You had to call him sensei too. It was really weird. He was a white Jewish guy and he'd make you call him sensei. And
in Portland,
Oregon, in a town called Lake Oswego. It's like the whitest town like ever. Like, and I remember my dad came to one of my, I guess, what do you call them? Like karate matches?
Yeah. What is it, like a tournament?
No, like you have judges. You have like three judges and then you like spar off with like a kid and like points are scored and stuff like that. And my dad came to one of those. And the sensei was like, I am your sensei. If I point at this wall and say it's purple, you say yes, sensei. And the wall was white.
That's kind of abusive.
Yeah, and so he was like, say this wall is purple. And we're like, yes, sensei. And my dad was like, yo, this guy's nuts. Yeah. And then it was like, no more karate. Like, that was my dad, like, yeah.
Huh.
And he used to call him Sensei Yabo. I don't know what Yabo means, but somebody should Google that. Sensei Yabo.
Wait, who used to call him that?
My dad. You're not going back to that Sensei Yabo. I hope it's not something racist. I hope it's not something racist.
For like dirty Jew.
Yeah, it could be like.
Fucking Yabo.
Fuck, it does sound racist, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Fuck. Yeah, Ray's not a racist person, though, so I really don't. I really doubt it is, but he might have a slip. Yeah, you don't know.
He's never real mad about that fucking wall thing.
It's the weirdest thing to be mad about, too. Like,
well, no, because it's this overall energy of this dude being like, I don't care what your truth is.
Yeah.
I'm going to like dominate you.
I'm your truth.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But he should have at least put you in another school.
Right. Well, I mean, and the molestations.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, for a second I was like, I don't know if this is real or what's happening.
I know.
Yeah. Who's that? Wasn't there a guy that you knew as a kid that recently got locked up for like molesting kids or something?
It wasn't molesting kids. Yeah, it was some weird shit.
We don't what was he doing?
It's the weirdest
old
story.
Dude. His name is Mr. Mr. Sears. Actually, I can pull it up too. yeah. When we lived in a shelter,
wait, who lived in a shelter? You lived in a shelter?
Yeah, for a little bit.
I didn't know that.
That's
pretty huge.
There's this dude.
Wait, why'd you live in a shelter? Can you tell me real quick, and then we'll hear about Mr. Sears? Or do you not want to go that deep into?
Just not having a home.
I didn't know, Josh. I had no idea.
Yeah.
How long did you not have a home for?
I mean, just periods of time, you know.
You don't want to get into it right now.
I mean, we were in like shelters up until like third grade, and then
where were your parents?
What do you mean? Where were they? Oh, we all still
they
lived
were there.
Together.
They
yeah.
Were there.
Oh, in a shelter.
It was the whole family. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like
It wasn't like split. Orphanage
no,
like shelter.
No, no,
okay,
no,
okay.
No, we all lived together. So
okay.
It wasn't even like a bad experience.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah. But
in my
so,
mind, it was way worse when you said that than
no,
it is then.
No. I mean, it's all like how you make it. But anyway, so there's this dude, John Sears, this old white guy, and he'd come around and he'd like give people money. And he was like very nice to my parents too. And he like hooked them up. He like gave them money and stuff.
Okay,
too.
He's a white guy with all white hair, and he wears a white suit and angel wings. Am I wrong?
Are you serious?
No. Well, he has a picture of him. He has a picture of himself dressed in all white with like angel wings, and he'd always come around,
it's
hang
a red
out,
flag.
He'd give people, help people in the shelter that needed help and stuff, and he helped out in the community and aww. Everybody. You know, niggas love Mr. Sears. And so it turns out that he like cut all the pictures of the kids' heads out and like pasted them onto porn stars and stuff. Like some weird shit.
What?
Yeah. So they were arrested.
He made collages.
Yeah. With the kids.
I mean, it's not
artistic.
It's not funny. Like,
pedophile.
That's not
it is.
Funny,
it is artistic.
I mean, it is. It is. But listen, it's not funny, so and it's funny because that's the so weirdest ridiculous. Thing I've ever heard. You
yeah.
know, it's like
it's weird that like
it was a weird story before we found out that information too. Because like Josh would yeah. tell me about Mr. Sears, and we would always be like, "Oh, that is the weirdest story about this guy in with angel wings that would come and you know give money to families and like everybody just loved this Mr. Sears character." And that was just such a weird story in itself. And then this happened recently, too. Didn't he just get busted, like, recently?
It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, like, I feel like it was, like, last year.
Yeah.
What is the crime for cutting out pictures? And do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a weird... Because he didn't technically touch the kids, right?
Right.
No, he didn't touch them. He just,
so that's just as a weird in-between crime that just makes people feel really gross inside.
Yeah.
But, like, what can
like,
you do with that?
Yeah, you almost feel like it's not illegal. It's just, like, frowned upon.
It should be illegal.
Right?
Because
okay,
it's still
well,
someone
I'm,
else's kid. I don't know.
It's illegal
because so
you have bad intentions if you're doing that.
Right.
If it doesn't stop at that, like...
What's the next step?
Yeah,
what if
you're attracted to kids...
What if he was gluing their faces on, like, animals? So, what then what?
Then
like,
nigga, it's just a genius,
animals.
Man.
It's a fine line.
Yeah,
it's true.
Put that shit in a museum.
Yeah, man.
There is a fine line, right? I mean, there are a lot of well-known artists and directors who then we find out are like the creepiest, sometimes even murderous people.
Yeah.
And it's
Woody
like...
Allen. Yeah, niggas marrying their daughters and shit. Yeah.
What was that guy, Polanski or something?
Yeah, what did he do?
I forget.
Hunked up with
we clearly didn't care that much.
Yeah,
huh?
I don't care about those niggas. Creepy ass niggas.
It's Polanski. Roman?
Roman
Polanski?
Polanski?
Actually, yeah. I want to bring up something.
What?
So, okay. Uh-oh. I wasn't going to bring
this
up. She just
shifted really weird in her
seat. No, because
yeah.
I wasn't
going to.
This
Why
isn't about
you,
you guys, but I want your opinions.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to know who I'm talking about. I'm very careful to not say this person's name.
Oh,
say the name. Name.
No.
Kate.
I'll have
name,
lawyers
name.
On my ass
name,
real quick.
Names.
Oh, word.
So
okay.
Someone special came out. Like, you can say the name. I will not.
Special. I'm not going to say.
On Netflix. And he is rumored to whip his dick out and jerk off in front of women
okay,
who open
right,
for him
right.
in a way that's terrifying, where he blocks the door and he just... Now, this is a rumor. Right. We don't know if this is true or not. Some people are like, oh, no, I know my friend it happened to. And some people are like, oh, no, but that girl already came out and said that wasn't true.
Yes.
So there are very mixed rumors. Now, I was watching this man's special. He's fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. But it was hard for me to watch feeling like, yeah, but is he this fucking creepy dude who's whipping his dick out in front of women to the point where they're terrified, like, am I about to get raped?
Right.
And yet we don't know. And he knows that these rumors are out there. He hasn't addressed it publicly, which I would
That's
like.
That's interesting, yeah.
For him, he's such an honest person. Do you guys know who I'm talking about, obviously?
Yeah,
I know who
you're talking about, yeah.
So, and for those of you who don't know, you can Google comedian jerks off in front of women into Google. Okay. But this is what's so interesting is that, you know, there's such this fine line of what's acceptable and what's not. Because obviously with Bill Cosby, what he did was completely unacceptable. And I don't think most people can even watch his shit anymore, no matter how funny it is or was, because it's tainted with that thing.
Yes.
So at what point do you say, oh, okay, like Woody Allen, like, okay, he's creepy, but I guess he didn't do anything illegal, still can watch this. At what point are you like, no, this isn't acceptable? Or at what point do you overlook someone's shit? And I'm just having a hard time figuring out that formula, even with friends in my life who I know are funny, but maybe a little fucked. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's very hard. And I'm just curious what your guys' thoughts on that are.
I think it depends on if it's true or not. Well, I mean, you have to talk to those people. We have to, I mean.
Right now, we need to get them in here.
Those fucking girls on the phone right now. I mean, because that's a pretty serious thing. And like Bill Cosby, like, yeah, and he's evil. He's a monster. He deserves all of that. But like with this situation, I haven't even heard enough information.
Yeah. And I don't want to jump to conclusions either.
Exactly. The type of world that we live in today, people will say whatever just to try to get things or try to tarnish your image. I mean, even with Trump, and I'm not a Trump supporter, but there were all those women that came out and said that he sexually assaulted them and they're doing this and they were doing that. And then like a week, 2 weeks before the election, and then you don't hear anything.
Well, they got paid off.
Well, maybe they wanted to get paid.
You're right. You don't know.
I want to get paid.
So, yeah, exactly. I want to get paid too.
I
want to get paid. Yeah. So, I mean, you never know what somebody's motives are. And like, I don't know.
It's a scary environment, right? Where it's like someone can say, oh, I was raped. And we want to not, you don't want to dismiss the victim while also not persecuting the person right away at the same time. And it's such a tricky thing to dance
such
with.
Such a slippery slope.
It really is.
I mean, if you say something happened to you, I would believe you. But there are certain things that you have to go through to, I mean, you know.
To prove it just because, not to say, because otherwise, I know someone who was accused of something that he didn't do, you know? So it's like
I know a girl that said that she accused somebody of raping her because
she could.
Because the nigga was Spanish.
Wow.
And she was a white girl in college.
See?
And people found out. And she didn't feel bad about it. Just working at Blockbuster. I'm like, I said this. I was like, damn.
You ruin a person's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Because at the same time, I want victims to feel like they're allowed to come out without, you know, people being like, you're a slut, you're making it up, whatever. There's a whole documentary now on Netflix, I didn't watch it, about two girls who came out about their attacks and had their lives ruined over the internet and in their town.
That, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
that
I'd say suck. that the internet is just like
the internet's
the
fucking
devil.
Before
when there was accusations made or something would happen, there was a due process and there was like something that happened, like a trial or some type of law and order, some order. and now it is. It's literally you're thrown to.
You have a blogger coming
at you.
Thrown
to the wolves. You're just thrown to the wolves. And so many people are swayed by other people's information. It's just like.
Yeah.
It's all.
Well, that's how you get sued for $700,000.
Yeah, I don't know.
And yet, even as. Because I think, you know, everything is non-dual, right? So even as bad as the internet is, there are so many positives to it. Like, the TV news sources don't run the world anymore. We're able to get access to information that before was way more controlled. You can connect to people across the world. Like even the whole crisis going on in Syria, because of the internet, I think we have much more direct access to what's going on over there than we would. So there are a lot of positive things happening along with the negative.
Definitely Grubhub.
Yes. Yeah. Grubhub Seamless. Yeah.
Betty, Groupon. I really appreciate you. You always help me take it down. Like, as soon as I get too out there or serious, you just, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You're right. No, Grubhub is amazing. I just ordered Fresh Direct.
Oh, yeah.
The other day. Dude, beautiful.
Like you know what's awesome? Grubhub just brought back that game where you can click on the cards and win stuff. Like, you can win free food. Every time you order now, you get to, like, spin, like, a little. Cards and win free food. So shout out Grubhub, you guys.
All right, that's Grubhub. What's up.
Thank you, Grubhub, for bringing that little game back.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I want to do two things, by the way, real quick. I have to shout out this dude, Ben Allen. I'm looking for, I think the situation's already worked out. I'm looking for a flat screen TV because I can't afford one for Shane and I to watch movies. And he's a Facebook friend and a listener. And he was like, I'll ship it to you from wherever.
That's dope.
He's like, just shout me out.
Where is Ben Allen?
I think he said it's like somewhere, I forget where he said, but it's like a shipping thing. It's like out there. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I just want to shout that out because that's like a really nice thing.
Shout out Ben Allen.
Let's all three say his name at the same time.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Ben Allen.
That's the shout out.
Can you imagine I messed up the name and we just shouted out someone else? The other thing I want to do.
That's not my name.
Yeah. He's like, oh, fuck man. You. Yeah. I'm like, you're welcome. So I loved what this person wrote because I was talking about how when you kind of enter a flow state, you naturally almost start rhyming.
Oh, a flow state. Okay.
Yeah, like when you're really channeling something a lot. Yeah. Yeah, and how it's crazy that it's almost like it makes me say, is God a rapper? Like, what's happening here?
Could be.
Yeah,
she is.
Oh, Benny!
Whoa, Ben!
Both your dicks just fly off and become the most beautiful pussies I've ever seen.
That's deep.
But this one listener, Tatiana, wrote something that I loved, and hopefully I'm not messing up your name either. But she was saying, this is what she wrote. When you were talking about going into a flow and then started rhyming, I said, Kate, it's pretty bonkers. And then she says, but is it really that bonkers? When you said that, I immediately thought of other languages, much older than the English language, that are so poetic and rhythmic. Even old English is much more rhythmic and less rigid than what we speak today. So isn't it more bonkers that we've created a language that disconnects us from that natural flow? I loved that.
That is bonkers.
She's high.
Yeah. She's right.
You know what,
man?
Guys? Some people
Dude,
can.
Dude, she's fucking right.
No, but it's true. Like, if you think about some other languages, and I only speak English, unfortunately. I never, who knows, maybe that'll be my next project, just speaking another language. But, like, when you hear them, there is much more of a rhythm that goes along with it. And English is so choppy.
Did you see Arrival?
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That was so good. And I feel like that's kind of like, I don't know. Is that a real language in that movie? No, right? I think that's just fake, right?
I know what you're talking about, but to me, it's real.
Right?
Yeah.
I love how, like, they were just talking about how it was, like, more fluid than, like, our actual languages based on just, like, the symbols or whatever and how it was, like, nonlinear or some shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, that kind of sounds like what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Which is why that language was, like, the universal language, was because it was more, I guess, fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What language?
The language in the movie.
The alien language?
Yeah. The stuff that they shot out.
There were like those rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of spoiler alerts for.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh,
no,
man.
That's not a spoiler.
People have seen that movie.
Yeah, it's old.
It's old.
Well, what I love about the rings, because within the rings, they had those little, it's almost like vibrations. It almost made me think of music the way that they communicated, as in these frequencies rather than, I mean, we still have frequencies in our words, but I think they're a little bit flattened in the way we do it.
Yeah.
Whereas words are so much, or not just words, vibrations are so much more expansive.
Yeah.
And we try to like take these words to express feelings, and sometimes we smash them down to something that's not even any more representative of, I think, what's actually trying to be expressed.
How would you communicate through vibrations, though?
How would I? Well, I think sometimes through song. Like, I think music really allows us to take things in and feel it more.
Ah, interesting.
Was it Mozart? That
what?
That played through vibrations? Was that Beethoven?
I don't know. You know, I wish I did.
Which one of those deaf dudes? Which one was deaf? Oh my God, damn it. It's one of those motherfuckers. Anyway, Beethoven. I'm going to go with Beethoven. But I don't think
I don't know. I feel like it's Mozart. Actually.
Yeah, I think it might be Mozart. But I might just
be no idea.
Speaking out of my ass.
Yeah, he was. It was Beethoven.
Thank you.
Beethoven.
Thank you.
Always step in, Jim. Always.
There we go.
Okay, Beethoven.
He would
I love how you were probably dying in there for a couple seconds before, like, all right, these idiots need to know.
He didn't have to look it up. He's just like, it's Beethoven.
Wait, Jim, can they hear you when you speak? Can they hear you? I hope so.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, I'm saying, I hope the listeners can. Otherwise, it just sounds like God told us. Yeah. And we're like, oh,
thanks,
Beethoven.
God.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Mozart. He used to put his piano on the floor, and then he would put his head on the floor and feel the vibrations of the floor in order to hear the notes because he couldn't actually feel them.
That's amazing.
That's insane.
That's what I mean, though. It's like, and the cool thing about song is that I can listen to a song and not know all the lyrics they're actually saying, but feel like I do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're like, I don't know everything they just said, but I know what they're saying because of the rhythm
feeling,
of it.
Yeah.
So if only,
but then when you put all that together, that's when you get like the full feeling, like when you know all the lyrics and what it means, and then the feeling from singing it, you put all that together.
I hear you.
Right?
Yeah. I think, you know, but you might not even need
so.
To.
What?
I think that's why, like, when you do karaoke, that's what makes the performance.
You're the
really
karaoke
good.
Guy. That's right. You're right.
Like, when somebody goes up there and, like, oh, I want to do Shoop. And they get up there and, like, and they don't know the words. And you're like, this shit's whack. But when they know all the words.
I'm coming. And I'm going to do Shoop. I know all
do.
The words. I know. I was a big Salt and Pepper girl.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll do some Missy. I think I'm going to. You come. You came and support me. If I
you need to come.
I'm free. I'm going to come to
when is the first one?
Karaoke.
May 4th.
May 4th.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah. It's the day after my healing event, Going Deep.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. So I do these healing events. And I'm also, I'm trying to start three things.
I'll come to that.
Oh, I would love for you to come to Going Deep.
Yeah.
It's, there's comedy infused, but it's mostly
crystals.
Crazy. As long as it's cocaine, I'm into that crystal.
She said it.
Okay.
That'd be great. So one time Tim Dillon came on, he's like, man, I really hope it turns out you're some fucking like serial killer that eats babies. He's like, I really hope so.
I love Tim Dillon. He's a funny guy.
He's great. Yeah, man. He's so fucking real too.
Yeah, that guy's been through it all, huh?
Yeah.
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 Awesome.
Yeah, he's from my hood, man. Long Island in the house. Chee-chee.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know you were a Long Island dude. Let me see what time I time myself. So I just want to see what time we're at. I'm so happy you guys came on.
Oh, us too, man.
Yeah.
You both have such good energy.
I was hoping you were going to do something to our energy. Like that's. What
do you
I
want thought. Me to like pull a card for you guys?
Yeah, most certainly.
I don't do this for everyone, obviously.
Nice.
But hold on.
Yeah, no.
Thank you, yes.
That is literally, Josh and I were texting about it before we got here, and we were like, is she going to adjust our auras or like give
do
us
magic?
Yeah, do,
okay,
do
so
magic.
Josh,
yeah.
We'll start with you. Just shuffle really quickly, and I'll do one card, though. Here.
Okay.
Have you ever, I've pulled for you before, Josh, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never
had this done by anyone.
Are you serious? I'm flattered.
And I've never visited a psychic. I've never had cards read. I've never had my palm read. I've never.
Real?
Yeah, for real. So
this is huge.
So yeah, if you flip that card over and it's like something really fucked up, I'm gonna be really.
No. Don't think like that. Sick. Even like the death and devil card isn't what you think. So this is for Josh. Okay, intense.
Yeah,
the tower card. So in the tower card, it's a for people who can't see, obviously, it's a tower that's being struck by lightning as people jump off the building.
Okay.
There is extreme abrupt change that you are in right now. It's almost like, it's like this foundation that's no longer suiting for you is crumbling in a good way, but it can feel very jarring. It can feel very like, you know what I mean? You're like, because it's scary to have something crumble. But it's supposed to be crumbling. It has to be crumbling so something new that's way more suited for you can be built. So remember on the days where like this crazy, chaotic discomfort arises, try your hardest to sit with it if you can. Sometimes it gets too hard that you're like, fuck it. Like maybe try for a day to not smoke if you can and just really feel it. Because it's when you let yourself feel it, really feel it, is when it can actually alchemize into a whole other thing. So just be very aware that right now you're in a tumultuous period of extreme change. Stuff is crumbling and leaving that's not meant to be there.
Yeah.
And just as best you can, remember what's really happening, because maybe sometimes your thoughts could go into panic of like, oh my God, but what is going to happen? And was I supposed to let this go? And it's okay, include those thoughts, but also remember that there's something deeper going on.
Sorry. Yeah, that's real.
You ready?
That's on
ready.
Point.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
So Shuffle, I want your energy in it. You're welcome. It's a pleasure to read for you too.
That sounded like that was you talking to me directly. Damn. How did you do that with that card?
You know, just looking into your soul. No big deal.
Get out of my head, Kate.
I love, obviously, tarot cards and spirituality. I'm actually learning a whole other type of healing in the school I'm in. I introduced you to Beth. That goes way deeper than anything I've ever experienced. Right now, I can only practice with friends the healings, but I think in a little bit, I'll be able to start doing them for money. So that's going to be exciting. But all maybe right. One day I can practice. It'd have to be one at a time. But if you want to see what that's about.
Yeah.
He needs to be healed.
Yeah, I need to be healed.
Everyone needs to be healed.
It's bones.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Bones.
All right, Benny, look at it. Here, hold it. It's Eight of Wands. So you have these wands, and I do actually get a lot of blue energy from you.
Oh, nice.
There's this calming reservoir that I think you've always swam in, but you really kind of forgot about it in a sense. Like, I think, you know, the number eight, because you have Eight of Wands, it's a very powerful, strong number. And these wands coming up, it's like letting this stuff finally flow through you. Your flow has been blocked for various reasons, you know, childhood wounding, blah, blah, blah. But this is reminding you of how powerful you are. And it's just about really finally allowing yourself to include all of the parts that you are. You know, like I think you still think that some parts are acceptable and some parts are not, and you can't show the world certain parts. Like, I think the more you just make space for who you truly are, whether or not other people accept it, you know, it's time for you to see yourself. Who knows how other people are going to respond, but like really looking at yourself. And I, like I said, this blue colors here of like this real deep sensitivity and a real calming thing that most people might not get from you. You're actually someone who's very soothing to be around, but you took on other people's chaos and you held it. And I think you're so accustomed to that now. Whereas when you're not around chaos, you're not having it in your own body, you almost don't know what to do now. You absorbed it. And this is going to be about learning how to reach back into that calm. But I think you've become accidentally a bit addicted to the chaos.
Absorbing people's chaos.
I think you're, lame. I think now it kind of lame.
Lame. Absorbing lame.
But yeah, but a lot of your power comes from... I hate you. A lot of your power comes from this deep reservoir, and yet you're still pushing down a lot of these places. I think it's a very vulnerable, sensitive. I think people know you're sensitive, but I think it goes way deeper than most people would know.
I'm very susceptible.
Here we go. More blockage from Benny I look into his soul.
Callback.
Deflect.
A callback.
I know, it was a great callback. Yeah. You're on point. You're a very funny comedian and an even more beautiful, sensitive poet.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a You're Virgo. Welcome. That's why.
Is that why?
Yeah, we're supposed to be super sensitive.
Oh. Yeah. Super susceptible.
I wonder, maybe we could title this Super Susceptible.
Yeah, you should.
Unless we said some other crazier shit that'll even be better. I'm sure we did.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to it.
Well, guys, here, I'll take the card back.
Take the card back.
Where can they find you? Josh, where can they find you? You can start.
When does this drop?
This will be in 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
So there's your karaoke thing for sure.
Karaoke,
like you said.
May 4th, Fat Baby. And then we do The Stand.
Fat Baby at The Stand Thursdays, and then I'm doing Julio and Matt Pavich's show at Caroline's. Please subscribe.
Awesome.
On May, I don't know, first week of May. It's the same week that you have your thing and that you have your thing. So
it's a busy week.
It's a busy week for all of us. So yeah. Thanks. Everybody come check it out.
Great. And what's your Twitter, Instagram?
You can follow at Fat Baby Live.
Oh, okay. For both? Fat Baby Live?
Fat Baby Live.
Okay.
Yeah, Fat Baby's good.
Okay.
Fat
Baby's good. Wow. And then for me, like I said, going deep May 3rd, hopefully Josh will be there.
I'll come by.
I would love for you
to come
too.
So, yeah.
I'll definitely be there.
I feel like this is the start of like a whole other friendship. We were always cool, but you know what I mean? I feel like I'm starting to see you guys way more clearly too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, so come
right
to that.
Through me, Kate Wolf.
Shut up.
She can, dude.
She did.
I don't do stuff like that. I can pick up on, usually I can pick up on people's pain pretty easily, but I think it's pain mixed with their true soul song. I think I have a tendency to like see someone and be like, oh, like I see how beautiful you are. Like I see what your fabric is. Like, you know, if someone's really fiery, I think most of us can. We've just kind of forgotten that we can read that in people.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, like you came in and I was like immediately introducing him to my friend Beth, describing him in ways. I'm like, oh, is this okay that I'm like describing you in a way where I'm like looking right into your.
How are you describing it?
Like,
it's real. Weird.
What do you want to say what I was saying? Or?
Yeah, what was she saying about you?
I guess it'd be weirder for you to say it.
Yeah.
Well, I was just describing, I was like, Josh is a comedian, but he's always been so tuned in to spirituality, even though he wouldn't necessarily call him that. He just almost accidentally just is in that flow. Like, even if he's trying not to be, it's like he's always kind of surfing in a way. Like, you'll see him in the green room and everyone else can be in like some kind of more chaotic thing. And it just looks like I could see a surfboard still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very chill.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Super chill.
Majestic.
Just very lion-like as well.
Yes, most certainly.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. I got this car.
Oh, there you go.
Scar.
All right, so let's see.
Call me Scar.
This is at Pinch Record. I'm just trying to talk over you guys. This is at Pinch Recording Studios, pinchrecording.com. Right, Jim? It's pinchrecording.com? Did I? Okay, just making sure I didn't mess that up. Yeah. And then, yeah, if you guys want a tarot reading, heywolf27@gmail.com. Twitter and Instagram at the Kate Wolf. And you guys are amazing. Thanks for listening. Bye. Josh,
bye.
Say bye.
Bye.